Good evening, everybody, and welcome to a special Saturday night edition of the Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I am here to just bring you some more truth tonight, basically. It's kind of a last-minute thing here, but I have a few things to touch on tonight. I actually very glad I got to do a show tonight. I was kind of missing being on the air the last couple of days. Okay, if you guys have seen the paper today, well, you know, the mainstream news or anything like that, I'm sure that you saw that Obama announced that they are all going to be moving all the troops out of Iraq before the end of the year. First, if you are buying that, I mean, obviously, it's about 7 or 8 years too late, isn't it? Under his watch, okay, we've lost 4,400 good Americans all over what? Nothing. All over the fact that we just wanted to go in there. I mean, there was no reason to go in there. It was after the whole 9/11 stuff happened, 2 years right after, 2003, right? You know, they had the whole terrorism ball rolling down the hill. And they were going to roll over whoever the hell they wanted to, whoever got in their way. Iraq didn't even need to get in their way. I mean, we put them in our way. And if you want to hear something funny, not funny, actually, it's not funny at all, something very brazen by the Obama administration, they actually tried to get a deal written down, okay, like, you know, get an immunity deal, we could call it. They wanted to get an immunity deal for all their troops for war crimes in the upcoming year or two. So he wanted to basically tell them, we're going to leave troops over here, but, you know, they're going to be exempt from any type of prosecution for anything that they might do. And they said, no, you know, get out of here. We don't want it. We've had enough. We've had enough of you guys. You know, the stuff that goes on it's just absolutely uncalled for. Okay. The stuff that's happened to the civilians over there. Now, they want to fudge the numbers. They want to tell you that only 100,000 people have died in Iraq. It's bullshit, all right? There's no way. Try more like 1 million to 1.5 million, and who knows, maybe even higher, okay? So, of course, they want us out of there. There's been women that have been raped. Children have been killed. You know, civilians have been open fired on. I mean, you guys have seen some of the videos. How about the helicopter attack video and some others? So they basically whatever little bit of stability they have with their government right now, they feel it's strong enough where they can tell us to take a hike. And you know what? I'm all for it. Let's get the hell out of there, right? You can't get us out fast enough. You know, for everybody that no, I want to say something right here before I even start this. All these presidents, okay. When I say this guy did that, I know that they're puppets and there's people behind them, and you guys should know that too. But under the Bush administration, I mean, he took so much flack for the wars and everything, and I don't think Obama gets enough. I really don't. Twice as many soldiers have died in half the amount of time. Okay? Think about that. In half of the amount of time, twice as many soldiers have died. Bush was there for how long? 7 years in the war? If you count Afghanistan and Iraq? And it was about 2,200 people died under his watch. And, you know, if this is true, if we are going to get out of there, if we are truly going to leave by the end of the year, it's a great thing. I mean, we should be happy about that. But, you know, there's always two sides to the coin. But they've got other stuff already lined up, ready to go. We're about to go invade all of Central Africa, guys. You know, it's not even being talked about that much. Okay? Uganda. I don't even know some of the damn names of the countries over there that they're going into. They have a mission to go into Central Africa right now. First, they're supposedly going to fight this Liberation Army or something. You know, do they really need American forces to come over to fight this little Liberation Army? No, I don't think so. I think it's just another excuse for us to go over there. And then once we're there, we're going to tell everybody how we're defending ourselves. And then, oh, look at this. We're going to be drilling for some resources now. While we're here, I mean, we might as well throw a drill in the ground, right? I mean, why not? Might as well. You know, I've been talking about the wars all week, pretty much. And I haven't got off it. Some of the people might be wondering, you know, why is this kid talking about the war every night now? Well, dude, there's a war going on. Like, seriously, man. People need to understand what's going on. Like, people like me and you, okay, and like our parents and like our children and your children's friends, they're being murdered. Okay? Murdered over nothing. There's no reason for it. Other than our greed. Our imperialistic and capitalistic ways. We just want to dominate the whole world, dominate all the economies. I mean, come on, when is enough enough? And it just doesn't stop. Have you guys know, I mean, if you take a step back, right? Now, we talk about taking a step back and looking at the last 10 years and how far the police state has come since 9/11. And we talk about these type of things all the time, right? If you take a step back and just look at the supposed leaders that we have taken out in the last few years. I mean, all the big names now, supposedly, right? Hussein, Bin Laden, Gaddafi, right? Pretty soon, you know, going into Iran. They're not going to stop. I mean, this is what we do now. This is America now, guys. No more defending ourselves. No more even trying to act like we wait till we get attacked first. Really, we just go in and we have this whole new train of thought now where we can attack people. Think about it. We can attack people and all we got to do is say we are preventing terrorism. It's unbelievable. And so much of the terrorism that gives us the carte blanche to do this, okay, is just made up. It's made up in thin air. I wanted to bring up something tonight. Now, you know, I don't usually like to talk about theories too much. Usually just stuff that I'm pretty sure about or I know. I got a theory for you, okay? Now, I'm the guy that gave the Hollow Towers show a few weeks ago. A lot of you might have heard it. Some of you might have not. And obviously, we'll get back into that on another show. And it's going to get touched on a lot. But basically about the whole fraud of 9/11 and how much of it was done by actors and a lot of it's just, I mean, almost all of it is just bullcrap. The only real thing about that day is the destruction of those buildings. Well, I think that there's other things that have been acted out, and follow me here for a second, guys, right? Now, if you want to talk about, so let's say, the underwear bomber, right? We always talk about that. It comes back to that a lot, right? Because after the underwear bomber, that's when they started putting more and more scanners in. They talk about it on the news all the time. And us in the alternative media and everybody that's listening, most of us know that he was led on the plane by a U.S. agent, right? Or so the story goes. And then that witness, I think his name is Kurt Haskell, came forward, said how the underwear bomber was brought up to the counter, and they said, we got to get this man on the plane. He doesn't have a passport, yada, 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 right? And they got him on the plane. Well, I'm starting to think, right, that never really happened like that. That guy was never going to get on the plane and blow anything up, because what we've been told about Al-Qaeda, all right, and the size of Al-Qaeda and this and that, it's so overplayed, and so much of them really are just names out of a CIA Rolodex or straight-up actors. They have actors that go on TV and play Al-Qaeda guys. They do. They do it all the time. I'm not saying there's not some real ones, but I'm saying a lot of them are made up. Now, knowing what we know about 9/11 now, or at least what I presented to you guys, and knowing how much of it was made up and they were still able to push through the exact same agenda, I think that the underwear bomber might have never really had the intention of blowing up that plane. I think that that might have never really happened, and that's just an actor playing that. Kurt Haskell's a very well-spoken man, right? I think he's just there to say that, and he was given the interview on Alex Jones because that's the type of platform where they would push some propaganda like that. The underwear bomber, I'm just saying, this is, doesn't even really matter in the scope of things. It really doesn't, because they still use that to put the... you know, to put the scanners in, and it's all just a little part of their plan. I'm just saying little things like that that we are even sure about, that we think we're sure about. I think that might have been acted out too. I really do. I think that that might have been acted out too. We talk about, you know, this type of stuff a lot on here. But I don't know, I just wanted to bring that out. I wanted to know, you know, maybe what you guys think about that. Any of you guys still on the line? Any of the other hosts? Anybody have any thought on that? No? All right, well, on to the next thing anyways. In the grand scale of things, guys, that doesn't matter. But I just, that thought kind of came across me the last week. I was just thinking, you know what? Knowing how this is fake and that's fake and, you know, it's looking like the 7/7 bombing might have some issues with it too. I'm starting to think the underwear bomber might have really just been more like a Broadway show. You know what I mean? Not that that was a big show by any means, but I think the whole witness to that going down, it just looks very, very set up to me. Now, back to the, you know, back to talking about Iraq. I didn't mean to get too sidetracked there. Man, they're probably, you know how you see videos, right? And they're celebrating in the street of, you know, when we killed Saddam or Gaddafi. And, you know, a lot of those, I don't want to keep saying the same thing, but a lot of that footage is manipulated too. But besides that point of things, they're probably in the streets right now celebrating. All right. I mean, or they will be when we're out of there. They are probably so happy to know that we're finally going to get our asses out of there, stop bombing their schools and their hospitals and everything else that we say we hit by accident. Like, oh, sorry, we just bombed your water supply. Don't worry, they don't need it. You know what I mean? No big deal, guys. It's no big deal. I can't wait to get out. I can't wait for them to close up that chapter. When are we going to get out of Afghanistan? What happened to when we catch the bad guy, we're all done? You know, for years, I was under the impression. Now, this is when I, you know, even when I thought Bin Laden was responsible, okay? I was under the impression that, you know, they probably were never going to catch him. Or if they did, it would take years and years and years. But I was under the impression that when they did catch him, you know, then we would finally get the end to that war. But apparently that's not the case. Have you seen the police state scaled back at all lately? No. You haven't. You've seen things getting worse and worse and worse and worse. I'm just wondering, who's their next boogeyman? Well, obviously it's not Gaddafi, because he's already down. You know, Saddam's been dead. They've killed Anwar al-Awlaki about 6 or 7 times. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's not around anymore. Wonder who the next boogeyman's going to be. Because you know they need one. They'll be coming up with something soon. You guys want to hear something pretty discouraging? So, you know how the disaster happened in Japan, okay? And, you know, so many people have been radiated. The radiation made it over here. You know, you guys know the whole story, or at least a good part of it. And you guys also know how Tokyo is one of the most populated, if not the most populated city in the world. I know at least, you know, growing up when I was in school, when I was that age, you know, that's what we were taught. Tokyo was the most populated city in the world at the time. So, needless to say, I mean, there are millions and millions and millions of people there. And that's where all of this happened. Not right in Tokyo, but very close. Well, do you know that now? Tell me if this isn't done by design. Come on. Yet now they are going to take 500,000 tons, which is, you know, millions of pounds, of, you know, radioactive waste. You know, the cars and the houses and everything else. And they're actually, they can't process it and break it down, I guess, in these other little plants they have. So they're going to ship it all into Tokyo. Yep, they're going to ship all the radioactive waste from outside of Tokyo into Tokyo. And you're telling me that there's not some sort of, much of this wasn't planned? I mean, really? Okay, we didn't get them good enough in the actual chaos that was going on. So what we're going to do is we're going to send all that stuff back in there. I mean, does that just sound absurd or what? I couldn't believe it when I was reading that. Let's see. I lost my page, guys. Oh, here we go. You want to hear something good? The foreclosed homes, all right? A lot of you guys had your houses taken. I know a couple people that have, or a couple people that gave up on them. You know, they just didn't want to take a bath in them anymore. You know what? And let them come take it. Screw them. You know what I mean? Nobody's going to feel bad for the banks, right? They pretty much, you know, manipulated us into this situation. They're the ones that created this whole fake bubble that ruined the economy so they could make a bunch of money up front, right? Well, how about this? A lot of these foreclosed homes, okay, that people could be living in, right? Well, you know the story. A lot of families are on the street now and the houses are sitting there empty, right? Ha. Not anymore. And you guys know that a lot of them have been bulldozed and that's been in the news. And for those that haven't heard, yes, they actually, with homeless people everywhere, rather than let some people stay in a house, they would rather bulldoze it. And they've been doing it all over the country. Bulldozing houses everywhere. Well, how about this? In, you know, a whole bunch of these homes now, criminals are taking over for free. And they're just setting up shop there. Drug dealers, prostitutes, all types of stuff. Some people are even setting up, like residential strip clubs in houses they don't own and making a bunch of money on it. I think it's awesome. I don't feel, you know, I feel bad for the people in the neighborhood. I mean, their friggin' property value must be going through the floor right now. I think it's awesome. Give a big finger to the banks. You know what I mean? I think it's great, man. I think it's great. Why not? They can make a bunch of money off us. They can just, you heard what Bank of America was doing last year? Well, actually, earlier this year? They were literally going and taking people's homes, right? Foreclosing on them or whatever. And they were homes that they didn't even own. They never even sold them to the people. And they didn't have deeds for them or nothing. And they were seizing them from people. And they were going to court and they were winning. They were winning. And speaking about Bank of America, I mentioned this the other night. You know, I don't still have my thing in front of me that really, I had some good details about it, but they are actually trying to shovel off $79 trillion of their personal debt into our economy and, like, put that on us. You believe that? Like, when is it going to stop? You know, that this is the reasons why people are hitting the streets, okay? This is why people, at least what I would think most people would be at these Occupy things for, to get this message out, to let people know that this is the kind of chicanery that's going on in this country right now. Are you going to get a bailout? No, you're not going to get a bailout, okay? No. The bank will, though. And that's why they don't care. They don't care about just friggin' bulldozing homes and kicking families out. You know, in the long run, they're going to get their asses covered, you know? Now, I know it's been a few years since that all happened. You know, since we all had to foot the bill for that. But, you know, you think that'll never happen again? Come on. These people are criminals. And it's just awful that they would bulldoze a home before they would let somebody live in it. I mean, that's just awful. That's just absolute. That's despicable. And that's how it is in this country, okay? They'll cut your tent if you're a homeless person, like we talked about a few nights ago. They'll just come by and slice your tent up. Or, you know, when they, okay, you guys know about the food police. You guys know about the Food and Safety Act, right? Well, the Food and Safety Act is a bunch of bullcrap. The Food and Safety Act is to keep you from getting good natural food for yourself. It's to keep you from getting raw milk and things like that. So they're so obsessed over enforcing these type of laws, right? That they raid places and dump out all this food and all this milk and everything and this whole homeless shelters right down the street. That's what we've become now. It's disgusting, man. I think it's disgusting. It's embarrassing. It's an embarrassment. You
know, Brian, what they do is they take a lot of our tax money and they build these agencies to sort out and scrutinize each and every one of us, what we're doing, you know, what our history is, why we need assistance, and, you know, so, and then they have those think tanks that spend all the money, and all they do is figure out a way to appear legitimate while exerting as much pressure to squeeze the middle class as they can.
Yeah, they're doing everything they can to rob the middle class.
And so it's a never-ending cycle of recirculating the money to put even more pressure. The more money they get, the more pressure they can put on us and, you know, take away our ability to exist.
It's awful. They want to ruin, in this country, all right, I don't know how it is up there in Canada, but in the United States, we have the biggest disparity of the wealthy people to the rest of the pack. I mean, all the wealth sits with like a tenth of a percent in this country. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse. They're trying to wipe out the middle class, guys. What do you think happens with things like inflation? You know, when the food price is going up friggin', you know, 40% in a year and you're not making any more money, or even if they make it look like you are with your cola and it goes up like a – it's never enough, guys. Everybody's getting poorer and poorer and poorer. It's hard to go food shopping. How's the prices up there right now, Truth War? Terrible, right?
Well, they – go up and down in very slow kind of, you know, sine waves. And really, things are quite rather stable. I mean, there's always been a big split between the middle class and the rich.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, the middle class has dwindled since then. And, the rich, well, they, you know, they've taken a few beatings themselves. With every time the market goes, they go, you know. So they're all crying about the market, and the market saying, oh, Main Street needs Wall Street. If Wall Street crashes, Main Street's going to crash. It'll be a disaster. Everybody's going to be starving. And it's the other way around. Wall Street depends on Main Street. And so all of this to me, that's, you know, when they're constantly holding that bloody Wall Street over our heads, like this, oh, this is going to fall if you don't do as we say, I think is a hoax.
Yeah, exactly. People should be more concerned about us than that small group of criminals. Who cares? It's so... You know, they get away with so much of it, dude, because of basically the TV. I mean, it comes back to that a lot. People just aren't interested in this stuff because it's not put in front of them, and they'd rather just not even pay attention to it and just think that just let every day pass and not do anything about it, and somebody else will take care of the problem. Somebody else will clean up the mess, you know? And it's not like that. It's not like that at all. And We're footing the bill with everything. You try and go to the grocery store, right? I don't mean to keep talking about the groceries, but you try and go to the grocery store now, and everything's smaller. Everything's reduced in size. That's what they do now, because it gets to a point where they can't keep raising the price. People will say something, or they'll be furious, so they just disguise it, and they just give you smaller portions. It's awful, man.
Well, what I liked up here was there was, and there's probably down there too, is there was a movement to ban bottled water. So if you go to the grocery store, you can buy lots of aspartame and diet, all this chemical weapon, that. But you can't have anything that just has water in it.
Yeah, what's up with that? That was like a, obviously, that's like a controlled movement kind of type of thing to keep, yeah, we're doing something, but yeah, we're fighting against the ball. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, everything with the food, man. They don't tell us anything about the food. If you guys knew what they did, even to baby food, I was reading some stuff yesterday about some of the things that are in it. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. You know anything about that? The baby food?
Yeah, well, I know that they still to this day put MSG in baby food, which is a psychoactive drug.
It's like the worst thing for your brain, isn't it?
It causes excitability. So that, I think, explains right there this ADD. Right?
Yeah, and you think they have a problem with the ADD? No, they want you to have ADD because it's all tied into Big Pharma and it's all a revolving door.
Well, MSG, they tested it in mice and found that it destroyed optical nerve tissue and various parts of the brains as well. They confirmed this in 68, and the industry said, well, oh well. And it was the baby food companies that were the heaviest lobbyists to keep MSG in the food, because it makes the food taste better, makes babies eat it. And it makes everybody happy. Oh, shut up. So it does a little brain damage. So, the amount of MSG they use to blind those juvenile mice is about the amount that you find in a typical jar of baby food.
In one jar?
Yeah.
That's awful. And some parents, if you tell them this, a lot of parents don't know. I mean, 90% of people don't know this, okay? Maybe even higher. We could even probably say 95% of people don't know this. But there's some parents that you would tell that to, and like you said, it stops them from crying. They wouldn't give a crap. They'll still give it to them. It's so frustrating. I think with the food, guys, with a lot of the dangerous foods, this is where I think we can fight back a little. People like to say, you know, not to me, but I've heard people say to other people, oh, they're just trying to get fear going and they never offer solutions. And we're trying to offer a solution here. I think a solution as far as food goes, guys, if something's dangerous, like say genetically modified food or say MSG in the baby formula, in the baby food, right? If enough people become aware of it and stop buying it, they're going to have to stop making it. I mean, it's only, they're all about the dollar when it comes down to it, okay? Now, a lot of people out there, including myself, know that there's some other agendas with some of the food and some of the other stuff that's going on. But when it comes down to it, before any of those agendas, those corporations are about money, okay? And if everybody knows that this crap is in there and people stop buying it, they will have to take it out to stay in business. Do you agree with that truth?
I'm sorry, could you ask that again?
What I was saying is that, you know, when it comes down to it, okay, all these corporations, they're all about the dollar. Now, a lot of them, like, let's say Monsanto, perfect example, okay? They have other agendas, obviously. And we've talked about that at great length, like the genetically modified food and sterilizing people and things like that. But most of these companies, I mean, when it comes down to it, they're about the dollar. And if we educate enough people about the foods that are absolutely toxic to them and deadly to them, and the people become aware and stop buying that type of food, those companies will be forced to take that ingredient out or make something different because people will not buy it anymore. But that's the problem. That's why in order to do something like that, I think we need to totally abolish the FDA. And I don't know how we go about doing that. They got to go. That whole organization needs to go.
Well, the best way to get rid of something that's no good is to create something better in its place. So I agree.
And that's hard, though. FDA fights that tooth and nail.
Well, we can go with some of the foundations and start getting voices from, you know, Mike Hall had Rima Labo on with the Natural Solutions Foundation. She's fighting pretty hard. She's got all the lawyers all over the place. People have been lobbying to get rid of these criminals that are poisoning us.
Yep.
But you're right. It's been very tough. I mean, there's a story of, I keep going back to Russell Blaylock, who took over the fight from Ralph Nader.
I know who he is. Yep.
Yeah. He took over because Ralph, like he says in his video, Ralph Nader was so browbeaten when he tried to go up against the food companies that he declared he would never go into that again. He would never take up that fight again.
It's an awful fight.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at what the worst thing in this country right now, imagine being an organic farmer, the uphill fight you have. I mean, imagine that was your business right now, being an organic farmer or a natural supplement or vitamin supplier in this country.
Well, I think what people who own some land in some prime growing areas need to do is start, buying up more plots and going into the cities and hiring people. You know, to get as many, that's what government is for, is to grant you some money. And I think you can. Once you're starting up a farm, you apply for these programs and they help you with upstart capital and get people out there and start growing organically.
Are they still giving out those type of funds, though, with the way they're trying to centralize the whole food industry now?
The thing is they put more and more hoops that you have to jump through for it. And I'm not saying that go to the government we have now for that. But yeah, I mean, I think it would be a much simpler solution for people with money to be able to go and hire people and start, you know, doing as much upstart as you can. There's a lot of people who are really homeless or living with a bunch of other people who, you know, just drink all the time or whatever, or just, you know, just this horrible place they're living in, who would love to just live in a trailer out there somewhere and just cultivate, you know. Yep. Give them there's a lot of good people who are stuck in these horrible situations that can be, you know, helped out and trained. And
Of course. They need a job and a place to live, and they'll probably work for ridiculously low wages if you give them a place out on a lot like that. Of course. I think that's a great idea.
But it's a little bit unrealistic.
It's a tough – yeah, it is. It's a tough battle. I think it is a little more realistic if maybe we can just get people to stop buying the crap. And that's why, guys, that's why in this country, okay? Now, let's say I made pasta, Brian's pasta, okay? And I wanted to sell some pasta at the grocery store. And Truth War, for example, over here went to the grocery store. And me being a good company, I wanted to let my consumers know that I had genetically modified food in there. And I put a label on there that says contains GMOs. Well, first of all, the FDA is not going to allow it. That is illegal in this country. Not only is it not a law you put it on, it's illegal if you do. Now, I think that if we were able to put that on, most companies, of course, wouldn't volunteer it, obviously. But if it was a law and they had to put it on, I think a lot of the genetically modified products wouldn't get bought as much. Obviously, they wouldn't get bought as much. I think a lot of them wouldn't get bought enough to stay on the shelves. And we could push a lot of this crap out. I mean, we're never going to get it all out. You're going to have to avoid a lot of it.
And
obviously,
that's the thing, because there's almost nothing in boxes that doesn't have some kind of chemical added. Yep. When they say protest, they mean weaponized. I mean, when you great cheese, you're processing that cheese. Well, cheese is a process anyway. I mean, when you chop vegetables, you're processing the vegetables. Processing doesn't mean it has to be poisoned or weaponized. But yep. That's the thing is, anything in a box or a can, guaranteed, especially today, now it's GMO as well. But I'm willing to say that there's never been anything safe came out of a box or a can, at least not since, I'd say, the after World War II anyway, ooh, when the Nazis came here.
The other thing that they do, guys, right, is they basically mislead you with the labeling, and we all know that they do that to some extent. But listen to this, guys. If you get any type of food, right, and I wasn't aware of this until a few months ago, one of my friends told me, when we were actually in the Whole Foods store looking for organic food. And that was my first time there, okay? And I was like, oh, so we can just, you know, get whatever here and feel good about it. He's like, no. You gotta read everything, because half of the stuff in there isn't organic, guys. When it says all natural, that is not organic. Now, a lot of people already know that. That's not my point here. But my point is, if you read the back of something, right, and it says the word spice, just spice, that means it's a chemical of some sort. If any type of chemical they want to put in there, they can actually label it as spice. So if you see just the word spice on the back, don't buy it. If you see words that you can't pronounce on the back, generally, you don't want to buy it. You know what I mean, Truth? I mean, you see words that those usually aren't good for you. Not to stereotype them all that easily, but I mean, that's usually a red flag. When there's stuff you absolutely have never heard of, well, why is it in your food?
Yeah, that or like a book of ingredients.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I like to get food that has like 5 things in it or less. When it starts having like 20 things, I get a little bit nervous.
Like, I just get so sick of repeating this, but it just comes up again and again. Or I'm, you know, I'm small enough to fit in a shopping cart seat, baby seat thing. Looking at Mom put the cans and boxes in and thinking, then, you know, I remember seeing on the news how it has to be a law that they have to put it, list all the ingredients.
Yeah.
And, you know, number one, there needs to be a law. Somebody would screw around. That scared me right there. But number two, I mean, they took this long to make it a law. And I was shocked back then and wondering, you know, every time I open a can or a box, I don't know where it came from. How can I, you know, how can I justifiably put that in my body when I have no idea what it even is, it turns out. And I thought, you know, if you have to pass a law, just because they're going to try, it's basically the companies, it's left up to them to do it properly.
Yeah, they do their own regulation. Yeah. They don't even get regulated. Monsanto, guys, their genetically modified food in this country does not get regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. They regulate it themselves. And this is stuff that we have known causes all types of problems. Not just reproductive problems where you can't have kids after a few generations, okay? It can cause all types of issues like seizures, tissue damage, brain damage, organ damage. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. And as a matter of fact, it's never, ever, ever been proven safe. Ever. Ever. Anywhere. Ever, ever, ever. Never, never, never,
ever.
What
has been proven is dangerous.
Yeah, every time.
It's been proven to cause harm every time.
Every time.
I understand animals won't even eat it. They have to force feed the animals.
Yeah. It's awful, dude. It really is. I feel bad for the farmers in this country. I mean, I really do. They have such a tough battle ahead of them, and they are the real patriots now. I mean, they are. They are one of our everything's so different than what people think, and like fighting for our freedom doesn't mean you have to go get a gun and start shooting people. But fighting for our freedom these days might mean speaking up and passing on information, and a hero might not be the guy with the friggin' crossbow and all this stuff from 200 years ago. Not I didn't mean crossbow. I don't know why I said crossbow, but. You know, the hero of today might be the organic farmer that stands up for the rest of us and wants to give us natural food. They actually booked, okay, now, if you people have been following the health thing, I'm sure, I know Truth has, obviously, they've been going after a lot of, like, Amish people selling raw milk and raw cheese and stuff like that. And they actually got one guy with, like, all types of, you know, federal crimes and for walking across a road, walking across a state road and selling, one of his buddies a thing of milk. It's unbelievable. So this guy's looking at time now. And I don't know the specific case, but it definitely happened.
Well, that's why I say you can't show this and prove it to people and not have them wake up. You know, so the fact is, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are willing to basically accept this on face value. You show them a video and they'll believe you. But, you know, I think a bigger barrier to get over for them is that, well, what can I do about it level, you know?
Yeah, that's a big barrier for most people when it comes to basically anything that we talk about on this network and anything from the food to the terrorism and everything in between. It's what can I do about it? Well, that's not a great attitude to have. Do you want to be ignorant? I mean, do you want to not know and not at least take some sort of preventive measures to make life better for you and your family? Maybe you can't fight it like head on. Maybe your voice won't be heard, but how do you know until you try? You're just going to sit back and take whatever is leashed upon you?
Well, I think one thing you can tell them is we need a million people to know this. Now that I've said, hey, stop poisoning my food, you can say it with me now in unison. Yeah. Hey, stop poisoning my food. Now go out and show other people this information. Show 10 people. Get them to show 10 people. And repeat after us. Stop poisoning us.
Yeah, right? People almost can't even understand that they would do that. And when I first heard it, okay, I was it was only a month into me waking up. So I had first heard this. I had just learned about 9/11 a month before. So I was like, no, there's no way that guy just said that. Did he really just say that they're poisoning our food and our water from the source? And that's what he said. And then I kind of forgot about it because it seemed real far out there to me. And I was researching other things, mostly terrorism. I was mostly researching false flag terrorism for the first few months before I started getting into other things. And then when I came back around on the food and I started researching into it, it scared the crap out of me, guys. They really are scientifically engineering you. Oh, this is the other thing about the food, right? Besides making it so you can't have kids, they're trying to make it. They're scientifically engineering this stuff to be resistant to antibiotics. And that's the food you're putting in your body. Think about that. What's that going to do when you get sick and you have to fight off something? That's the energy that runs your body, guys. All right, guys, I don't want to – you know what? I want to go on something else here. We're running out of time. I didn't want to do a whole another show on GMOs. But just be aware of what you're eating, guys. You don't have to – how about this, guys? You know, you guys go to the grocery store every week, right? Well, somebody like me, you go every few weeks, you know, and I eat out a lot in between or whatever, okay? But let's say you go every week. You normally get the same things. So this means you don't have to every single week sit there and read through all the ingredients of all your food. You just got to do it once. I mean, just do it one time. When you get home at all, you know, with all your stuff, well, hopefully before you buy it, but you've been doing it for so long. I mean, next time you get home, right? Read off all the stuff. See what you don't want in your house. See what you don't want your kids eating. Look into a little bit of it. Now, we're not talking like you got to cut out a little bit of fat or you got to cut out a little bit of cholesterol. No, this stuff is a lot worse for you than that. You guys got to be aware of what you're eating. Like aspartame. Truth touched on it for a second. Aspartame, NutraSweet, Sweet and Low, Splenda, Equal, okay? You know what that is, guys? It's the fecal matter of the E. coli bacteria. You can't put that in your body and expect it to be good. I mean, come on, guys. You got to get rid of the fake sugar, okay?
Actually, I wanted to give you a little tidbit on that. We all have bacteria, including E. coli. I don't know if any E. coli at all is beneficial, but you actually need healthy bacteria in your gut to properly process food.
Yep.
And, excuse me, one of the things the bacteria does is give us vitamins. And those vitamins are the bacteria's fecal matter. Now, when it's E. coli, of course, we know that to be potentially pathogenic. So, you don't want that fecal matter. And not only that, but they use genetically modified E. coli fecal matter.
Oh, of course they do. And that's brought to you by the same companies, guys, the death dealers at Monsanto. And they're not the only ones, guys, but they are the worst. But they're not the only genetically modified food maker in this country or the world. But they are the most well-known. They have very, very questionable business practices. And, you know, don't be doing them any favors and killing yourself off and killing your family off. Seriously. And I'm not trying to scare you guys and just not give you a solution. I'm not saying don't eat food, okay? I'm not saying don't go out in the sun. But what I'm saying, guys, is pay a little bit of attention. You pay attention to so much stuff that is so insignificant. And I used to do it all the time, okay? You know, I'd sit here and play freaking video games for 6 hours a day. If I would have just cut, if say that's you right now. Say, hey, that's me. Don't knock me. I'm not knocking you. Take an hour off, though. Take an hour off. Learn what you're putting in your body. Take the other half hour of that hour that you still have left over a day and do a tiny bit of research, guys. Learn about the world around you. You know, you like to watch a lot of movies or maybe you read books or you watch TV shows. Guys, the most interesting movie ever is going on around you all the time. And all you have to do to see it is shut your TV off and open up your mind a little bit, okay? You all have the greatest research tool ever invented in the history of mankind right at your fingertips. 75% of you, if not more, are sitting in front of it right now, and that's your computer. I mean, this information, that's why they want to come down on the internet. This information is out there. I mean, there really is a free flow of information, generally speaking. You know, they try and censor a lot of it, but there's just too much. There's just too much. And yeah, there's a lot of crap out there. But you know what? There's probably, the percentage of crap is less than what you're going to get when you're watching TV. You watch TV, you're going to get like 95% of crap, if not higher. I mean, even the news, guys, the news is like, if you sit there and recite the news to people, you're not smart. Really. You are basically just giving into their brainwashing. And I'm not saying don't watch the news, because you don't have feet on the ground everywhere. How else are you going to find out what's going on? But you got to watch it with an objective mind. You got to realize that what these people are there to do is to whitewash things. And they always have an agenda. Always, always, always. And you know, many specific agendas could be different things, but they almost always back whatever the status quo is. And if you go against that, you're not going to find any type of information you're looking for on the mainstream news. You got to look around. And even when you look around and you find some alternative news sites that you like, don't just follow one, guys. Don't follow one personality, because even if you're so-called awake, you can be a sheep yourself. You can fall right back into the next mental box. They have a mental box for the people that are sleeping. It's called the TV and mainstream schooling system and everything else that they do, right? Well, when you finally realize all that's fake and you break out, you don't think they have another plan? You don't think they have a backup plan? They do. It's called the alternative media. And there's a lot of people in it that are great, but there's other people you got to watch out for. So, and you know, without sitting here and just naming off people and doing that, I mean, just be careful. Don't blindly follow anybody. Do your own research a little bit. You know what I mean? If you do get all your news from the alternative media, like, you know, I get most of mine, get it from a couple sources. Don't get it from one place, okay? Just remember, those people can be just like the regular people.
Just two little points, Brian, on your rants tonight. A lot of the groups in Canada, if they accept money from the lotteries,
yep,
like that's what they do. They're supposed to be non-political. In other words, take the money and keep your mouth shut. That's one of the big games that goes on up here. And the other thing is the wheat in Canada has doubled in price over the last year. So that means everything like pasta, bread, everything has doubled in the last year, just for your information. I don't know what's going on in the States exactly.
Yep.
And it's going to get worse. And right now they're talking about taking away the wheat board. Now, even though the wheat board is a monopoly, it was started during the Depression. So that we didn't
What is the wheat board?
Well, in Canada, it's like a monopoly.
It's like the FDA type of thing?
No. It's farmers market. Like they get together and they try to keep things under control and don't have spikes in prices and try to keep a lid on things so that people don't get screwed. Well,
yeah.
The federal government here wants to disband them.
Of course,
and there's a big war coming here. And
isn't it so frustrating? Like, if they're going after our food, man, our food and our water and our air. It's like, what? It's the basis of life, everything we need, and they're going after it all, man. Leave us alone.
Well, that's what the farmers are saying. They're saying, well,
yeah,
listen, it's been going since the 1930s, and it's been pretty good. Why don't you just leave it alone? and they're going ahead anyway. Because they're saying, well, we got a majority election, so we can do what we want. That's the quotes that are going on federally in Canada. Anyway, just a couple little points on the things you were talking about. Thanks very much.
Yeah, no problem. I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, I probably should correct myself because what you said about the price doubling, it's probably closer to doubling around here. I said it's gone up 40%. It's probably even gone up more than that, all right? I don't think it's gone up as much as you guys, but everything is going up. And you know, when they charge more gas, then they'd have to pay more for fuel to ship everything. I mean, everything's just a basic screw job. I mean, seriously. You know, but there are, like we were saying, there are some things we can do things about. And we absolutely can make a difference in getting the unsafe food out of our supermarkets. We can. We can get it out. We just have to stop buying it. And the only way to do that, it isn't by me and Truth War and a couple other people here, by us not buying that stuff. We gotta, every one of us has to wake 10 people up that has to go and wake another 10 people up to this. And it's going to snowball. Like you said, we got to get a million people doing it. When we start, when they start noticing it in their pockets, I think they'll ease up a little bit. Guys, we got 8 minutes left. I haven't even touched on any of the Occupy stuff tonight. Any of it. You guys got anything on it? You guys got anything you want to add about the Occupy thing? Is it going on big up in Canada right now? Or is it not really at all up there? It was in Toronto, right?
Yeah, there was some stuff, but I was busy today working elsewhere outside because it wasn't raining today, so I actually didn't hear anything until I got in with you guys. What's happening? Sorry.
Not too much different. I mean, I haven't really heard much different about it today. It does seem that it's going to keep growing. And do you guys think? I do. I do think it's going to hold up for a while and even into the cold months. I think that's when we're really going to see, you know, we're going to have a better gauge on what's going to happen here because it's going to start to get cold out there. Yeah, these people are all going to stay and hold their ground. And
that's what they're talking about.
Months. Yeah, I mean, they are.
I don't understand, but somehow some Canadian company was involved with that park. They wanted to kick them out.
Really?
It's a holding. I don't know if somehow some Canadian. Yeah, because we got an email up here saying, please email this Canadian company and tell them to stop kicking them out of the park last week. So
I guess they're trying to get the cameras out of there too. I think I think it's called Zuccotti Park or something like that.
Yeah.
Is that the same one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's like their main gathering spot there. That's where they're meeting up and you know, planning out whatever the hell they're doing down there and. You know, they have cameras there. Oh. And I guess the NYCLU, you know, whatever the hell that stands for. But they're trying to get the cameras out of there. And they sent a bunch of letters to the commissioner. And they said basically that they're using those cameras to target people before they even do anything. You know what I mean? And they're basically just spying on everybody at the park. Obviously, they're not going to get the cameras out, though. Look at, they're arresting you guys 700 at a time. You think they're going to remove the cameras? I just hate when they never ever, and it's even hard for me because I'm not really clear on what all their goals are down there. I mean, I try and explain it the best I can, but it's kind of like a jumbled mess. And when you see it on TV, I mean, they don't even bother. They'll just put the stupidest person in front of the camera and tell you, hey, people are pissed off.
Well, that's the American Civil Liberties Union, I think, is helping them with that.
Oh, that's that? Okay.
ACLU.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like the NYCLU. I thought it was like the ACLU.
Yeah, well, it's like the same. It's the a
local
chapter.
Division of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting because, yeah, that's what they did here. They, with the G20, they went into the crowd and pulled out people like you and me. They knew who we were.
Oh, yeah. I remember
and,
that.
And threw them in the vans and pulled them right out of the crowds and got rid of all the active organizer people.
There were a lot of saboteurs there at that thing.
Oh, there was.
Oh, my God.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I saw a lot of the footage that came out of there. And, guys, you can pick them out, like, right away. You see them. They all got the same military boots on, but they try to dress like civilians, and they all got the short hair. They just look like military guys. They do. Or they look like cops with an attitude problem. And what they'll do, guys. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, because our prime minister made a statement. He says, oh, well, there won't be any more gun-pointing stuff going on like in Libya now that Gaddafi's dead, or, you know. I just laughed. I saw a video here where they came in with fucking awesome weapons into a university dormitory where a bunch of them were just sleeping, and woke them up in the morning trying to find people and pick them up and take them out of the dormitory during the G20. Like
Nazis.
Yeah, right here.
That's what it looks like. Yeah, it looks like Nazis. For nothing, guys. For exercising your right to assemble, for freedom of assembly and freedom of speech and all this stuff that we were brought up to believe that we have. And they just come down on it, guys. And when the crowd's being too peaceful, they'll send basically undercover guys. They'll send guys in called saboteurs, that's what we call them, and they'll dress up as protesters, guys. And what they'll do is they'll start fights. They'll start riots. They'll tip stuff over. They'll light cars on fire, smash windows, all the type of stuff that would bring violence from the police. And then the police or the military or a combination of both, who's ever there, will engage the protesters. And they'll start getting beat down for nothing. And then the average person that turns on the news sees the protesters acting crazy and punching the cops. And then they get beat up. And they're like, oh, well, they were hitting the cops and stuff. But no, they weren't. The protesters were being fine. It was all the saboteurs starting it. And they do it every time, man. That's so dirty. To beat up innocent people that just have some passion and are trying to fight for their freedom. I mean, who do these cops think they are? Do they not think that they're gonna that it's gonna come on to them in the end? I mean, it's very frustrating. They wonder why people don't have respect for them anymore. I mean, look at the bad ones. Look what the bad ones do. All the rest of the good ones need to stand up. The police brutality is something that's almost becoming accepted now in this country. And if you look at the last couple of years, how many kids have gotten shot, like at bus stops by cops? They just shot a kid that was in junior high a few months ago because he was in a fist fight at a bus stop. And rather than break it up or just let them fight, which would last probably 30 seconds tops, the cops shot one of them eight times. For what? For sticking a knife to an old lady's throat? No. For fist fighting another kid at a bus stop. Happens every day. And the cops decided he had to shoot the kid 8 times. With a real gun. Not rubber bullets. A real gun. Wow. Smoked the kid. Smoked him. See you later. Sorry if your parents are... you know what? He was throwing punches at the bus stop. So I decided to take my gun out and unload 8 rounds into him. Sorry about your kid.
Wow.
Yep, they'll never get their kid back. Just like all the parents of all the troops that we have overseas that died. They'll never get their kids back. Well, at least they made a few of the super rich some more money. At least we got some more defense contracts for companies like Halliburton, the Carlyle Group. At least they got that agenda out, guys. You know?
Yeah.
It's awful. Guys, that about wraps it up for the night. I want to thank everybody that helped out tonight. Do you have a show on here too?
No, I just help out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure because I never plugged you, and I'm like, I don't even plug this guy. Does he have a show on here?
He does have a show. It's with Bo, the Lone Gunman.
Oh, okay. What nights are you on? Why don't you tell everybody for us, since I don't know.
I'm trying to coax him to do it with Bo. It's
he doesn't have it yet. All right, and you guys know Truth War. He's usually running the back lines here, always putting in long hours for the informed. Gotta love Truth. And Truth, you have anything you want to say before we head out?
Well, just that Bo is actually supposed to be next. I don't know. He hasn't been here lately. But no, I'd like to kick this around with you some more because I really like your passion and the way you go through the issues. And you know, I've always thought that I was kind of a dot connector. And so what I like to do is cover related issues, you know, progressively go over them and start making connections between them. And
They are all connected. There's nothing wrong connecting the dots, man. That just means you're figuring it out. This stuff is all tied in together. We've talked about it a few times. Even like things like the chemtrails and the GMO food are tied together. They'll spray the farms that have organic food, and they'll kill all their crops, but then they'll show up 6 months later. Oh, we noticed you have low crop yield. Well, we have this aluminum-resistant, genetically modified cotton seed, and then the farm is stuck dealing with it. It's all related, guys. It really is. And every time something big happens and we talk about this is their agenda, that's their agenda. Honestly, there's always five or six agendas. It's never one agenda. There's always many agendas served on one of these plans of theirs.
Well, I'd love somebody with, you know, a billionaire to come and put a little village right out in the middle of nowhere. Hire a bunch of, you know, poor people from, you know, who are shown to be reliable, and make it self-supporting. You have a little village that's growing all this food. Well, there's no shortage of food. Now you just bit by bit build a little, corner store and transportation for getting product out and supplies in and people moved around. And that'd be so cool if we could rebuild our communities. I mean, so many people have left the country and come into the city. There's certainly a lot of, you know, places where they're needed. And we need as much variety of different foods as we can get. And, another business idea, I thought we should all of us get into building greenhouses, make $1 million.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I've never grown a friggin' vegetable in my life, but I'm sure it's not too hard.
Well, there's no point.
Let me give you an example of a unique idea I saw the other day. You know those stupid, I call them the stupid tin sheds that people have in their backyards?
Yeah, make it a greenhouse instead.
Well, I saw somebody did that. What they did was it was getting old, so they took the roof off, and they put plastic on the roof.
Yep.
And it kept the frost out, which meant they could start earlier, and then the sun hitting it actually warmed it up inside, and that's how they got their plants started early, and then put them in the ground out.
That's what worked out even better for them.
That's what they call a hot house. You can make a hot house, or you can make a hot box too. Just a box with a clear top.
Yeah.
Start your veggies early.
Yeah, what works good is if somebody's getting rid of a screen door, you just take the panels out of a screen door and just lay them on top of that box. It works awesome.
Wow. So is Bo not here? Or doesn't look like it, right?
It doesn't seem to be.
Truth, if you want to play a song to give me 4 minutes, I'll do the rest of the hour with you. I just need 4 minutes. You want to just play the intro or something, and we'll come back?
Yeah. Here's your outro and Bo's intro, so it'll be about 6 minutes or 8.
And okay, I'll guys. take a